Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula and Faith each have 2, and Adam has 3.
Oh, my goodness. So that means that Paula and Faith are tied for second. We have flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go first. So the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, officials say they suspected a terrorist group might be behind the disappearance of a blank traveling from Paris to Cairo.
Plane.
Right. On Wednesday, Donald Trump released a list of 11 potential blank nominees.
Supreme Court.
Right. After 50 years of legal battles, a federal judge ordered a school system in Mississippi to blank on Monday.
Cut it out.
Almost. Desegregate.
Oh.
A babysitter in Colorado was arrested this week after she took the 2 kids in her care on a trip to blank.
On a trip to a rave.
No, to rob a bank.
Oh.
This week, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer announced it would no longer allow its products to be used for blank.
Killing people by the state.
Yeah, executions. On Thursday, Uber announced they were testing blanks in Pittsburgh.
Space shuttles.
No, self-driving cars. This week, a group of volunteer firefighters in Pennsylvania were accused of calling in several false alarms because blank.
They were bored.
Almost, because they loved riding in the fire truck. According to the Logan County Police Department, the 4 men called in 5 false alarms over the course of 2 months because they loved riding around in the truck. The men were suspended after being outed as liars and are now calling in a real alarm for someone to come put out their pants.
Oh, I see that.
Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
She got 3 right. 6 more points.
I like that tone of voice. Can you use that every...
Total of 8. Yeah. She's in the lead, though.
She got 3 right. How the hell did she do that?
All right. All right, Faith, you are up next. Fill in the blank. This week, the Senate unanimously approved a bill allowing families of the victims of 9/11 to sue blank.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. On Wednesday, regulators in California lifted statewide restrictions on blank use.
Water.
Right. This week, the EU announced that they may fine blank up to $3.4 billion for antitrust violations.
Britain?
Google. A Canadian woman driving home on a foggy day had to be rescued after she blanked.
After she elbowed the prime minister by accident.
No, after she followed her car's GPS direction straight off a pier into a freezing lake.
Oh.
On Sunday, the sports minister of Russia apologized for that country's recent blank scandal.
Doping.
Right. New evidence shows that billions of years ago, massive tsunamis towered over blank.
Mars.
Yes. An aerial photographer filming a Renaissance fair in Russia had his drone damaged when a man blanked.
A medieval knight threw his spear at it.
That's exactly right. The quadcopter was filming the reenactment of a medieval battle when a man turned, launched his spear in the air, and landed a perfect hit, causing the drone to fall from the sky. The spearman was celebrated for his kill and is known forever after as Jerry, first of his name, destroyer of drones, slayer of burritos, and ruler of his mom's basement.
Uncontested ruler of his mom's basement.
Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Well, she did pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total to 12. So she takes over the lead.
Well done, Faith. All right. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
5 to win. Let's count them out.
Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Senate confirmed Eric Fanning, the first openly blank Secretary of the Army.
Gay.
Right. After 2 years, officials in Nigeria say they've rescued a girl kidnapped by blank.
Boko Haram.
Right. On Thursday, the Senate passed a bill providing over $1 billion to combat blank.
Zika.
Right. In a poll released this week, 90% of Native Americans said they weren't bothered by blank's name.
The Redskins.
Right. After a robbery suspect in Florida tried to evade police by commanding his dog to kill him, his dog blanked.
Died.
No, bit the man in the butt and chased him into a house where police arrested him.
Oh, boy.
This week, an amateur fossil hunter working in Montana discovered a new species of blank.
Dinosaur.
Right. On Thursday, longtime 60 Minutes host blank passed away at the age of 84.
Morally safer.
Right. On Monday, the Richmond Times-Dispatch published an obituary for Mary Ann Noland that read blank.
Mary Ann Noland Moore.
No.
No. We got this.
Too bad. It read, quote, faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton,
oh, yes,
Mary Ann chose to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday. When asked why she didn't consider the possibility of Bernie Sanders becoming the nominee, Ms. Noland reportedly said, I'm not sure if Bernie has a chance in hell, but I'm excited to find out. Bell, did Adam do well enough to win?
Well, he got 6 right, 12 more points, total of 15. He's the winner.
It is.
I couldn't have done it without you two.
Congratulations, Adam.
You wouldn't have had anybody to beat.
And in keeping with the spirit of this Democratic primary, neither Faith nor Paula are conceding defeat.
I'm going all the way to the prediction.